Hi, and welcome to CasinoBonus.com's first ever podcast episode. Hopefully, everyone listening will like it so we have a reason to do even more episodes in the future. Seeing as this is our first episode, I think it would be a good idea to let everyone know a little bit of information about us. Our aim is to be as honest as possible regarding different companies and casinos to give our readers and now listeners trustworthy reviews that they can rely on when choosing which online casino to play at. I personally have been working within the casino and betting business for about 10 years now. If you're wondering what's made me stick around for that long, it's the constant development and growth within the industry. Even if you look back over the last 10 years, the industry has changed dramatically. Recently, I've become a content manager for CasinoBonus.com. This has given me the possibility to use my knowledge and experience to give our readers the best articles and reviews possible. That's a little bit about me. Today, we're going to be briefly discussing the future of online casinos. 2020 is only a few short months away, and today we're going to try and look into the future. And yes, I brought my crystal ball with me, and hopefully it will be accurate. The first thing I would like to discuss is something that we have seen for the last couple of years, and this is the increasing number of online casinos. This suggests that players are open to play at basically every new casino, even though they might not have interesting features or a good look, which is something we'll get to later. This is something I truly believe that is going to change, though. I mean, the range of good casinos should outcompete the bad ones, right? But players at the moment seem to be happy jumping between different casinos, especially new ones, and this is and will always be a big issue for many companies. If you ask me, this is something that they need to work hard on. There should be no need to give away big bonuses just to lose the players once the welcome offer is used up. Am I right? Therefore, my prediction is that we, the players, will be offered more and more types of long-term deals for being a dedicated player. And yes, I know VIP clubs are a way of doing this, but apparently they are not good enough most of the time. So I'm thinking something like this. Many mobile games today want you to log into the game every day, and they reward you with bigger and bigger rewards the more days you log in. So surely this can be applied to online casinos as well. This will give them the opportunity to keep players for a long time and at the same time have them visit the website every day. This is something I believe is needed to be done and maybe something that we'll see in 2020. Moving on from that, I also want to discuss the bad-looking casinos as well. And what can I say? If I'm being honest, the majority of the casinos today are not a delight to look at. However, in saying that, we are seeing some that are using their own platform and that can really make them stand out. I'll give you an example of what I mean. Take Genesis, for example, a developer that launches multiple new casinos every year on their own platform. And what we and probably most of our competitors see is a great conversion with the brand from Genesis. Sure, it is a bit of expensive to build a unique platform, but in the long run, this certainly has to be the better way to do it. We don't want any more boring jumping brands with the exact same look over and over again. Players are looking for nicely new themed casinos that they actually want to stick around and play in. And a perk of this is every new brand you release on your own platform, the fixed costs should decrease. So, in my opinion, this is a safe bet for an operator that wants to actually stay in the market for a long time. These are the two main aspects of online casinos I hope and I believe that we will see a change in over the course of 2020. One thing is for certain, a lot of things are happening in the industry at the moment, and I'm positive that we will see some major new developments next year. And I hope you will be with us. And we'll be reading all of our latest casino reviews and articles. We have also launched a German version of CasinoBonus.com, as well as a dedicated UK version. The latter only features UK licensed casinos to make it as convenient as possible for our British readers to find a new casino site. So make sure you check both of them out if you haven't already. This will wrap up our first CasinoBonus.com podcast. Thank you for listening. And hopefully you'll be hearing from me again sometime soon in the future. Until next time, goodbye.